You're listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger with Rocky and Chris. How's it going, Chris?
Good. Just been so busy with stuff around the studio and all that.
Yeah.
Changes, but good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Again, same thing. Busy. I'm at work. But, yeah, again, just glad it's Friday.
Definitely it is. It is nice that it's Friday, finally. The weeks go too fast.
Yeah.
First thing you know, it's Monday and it's Friday. Like, the week's over again. At this rate, it's going to be September in no time.
Yeah, I'm not... I love October, but I hate the winter. Like, after October, I don't like it.
Same here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I told you, I had some knee problems with both of my knees, so the winter is the worst part because the cold kind of affects my knees.
Yes. I don't have major issues, but I can kind of understand because my shoulders and knees kind of, they don't hurt, but they get sore in the cold.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to winter.
No.
I'm not even sure what the almanac is supposed to predict. I don't think it's too soon to tell right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows? Yeah. Remember we were talking about this online and all that, about green screens. Mm-hmm. You know that the scene where on Star Wars Episode 3 where they're doing the fire? That's all green screen, apparently, what I read up.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know that. I'm like, green screen? That looks so real. But it wasn't.
Wow.
It was just a green screen effect. A lot of movies do that now, though.
I was just about to say that. A lot of movies use green screen. Yeah. And then mixing that with CGI, it's easy to do anything now.
Oh, definitely it is. I'm sure they're going to be doing that when it comes to the next movie, I'm sure. CGI. Yeah. Especially with Leia. Because Carrie Fisher has passed away, so now they got to figure another way to do, kind of weave in her character into the movie. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Let's say the first time they CGI'd her, you could definitely tell. It was like almost like they kind of rushed it.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they did because it was, I think it was like soon after. Or I don't know. But it looked like they kind of rushed up. It still looked good. And then I think they did two more after that one. Yeah. And she looked fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they brought back, what was the guy's name? The guy that played Vader's voice, James Earl Jones.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Actually, he reprised his role in, what's that movie called? Lion King.
Oh, the
As
Lion
As the Father.
King.
Yes. Okay. He came back. I'm like, I know that voice from anywhere. It's so obvious. You can tell when it's James Earl Jones, you can tell it's by his voice. So.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's, he's like 83, 84.
Really?
And that Star Wars was done in, what, 77?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's like 40 something odd years ago. He's like in his 30s, 40s when he did.
Yeah. Jeez.
I wasn't even around when. I wasn't even around in 77.
No, I wasn't even a thought in 77.
Neither was I. A little less than 10 years for me.
Yeah, that was 6 years before. No, 5 years. 5 years before me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel old. I can't believe I'll be 34 this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more year. Next year is the big 3-5. Boy, I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got 3 years until the big 4-0.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. One day closer to death.
True. And don't get me started on death. I've seen him enough on The Sims 4. My Sim just decided to freeze himself outside in the snow. So, like, okay, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I was in the room where the juice box was, and obviously I was playing School's Out for Summer. Like, really?
I don't know if you noticed, I just put my screen up for you so you can see me, but
I see you.
Exactly. That's all I want to do for like the next hour is just go.
It's nice not to do anything right now. It's just like relaxing for me.
Yeah.
Like, just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'll probably stream a bit this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to test, but don't think it's going to be up and ready until the early week. Mm-hmm. I can do that during the midweek while my parents are gone. I can make all the noise I want in this place.
Bang on the drums all day.
Yeah, like the song. Yeah. Exactly. I forget the guy's name. Tommy Rudd. I think it was his name.
I forget now.
I remember that song, though.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It is a good tune, yeah. Just like School's Over Summer. Like, I know. There's another one that he's playing, too. Walking on Sunshine.
He did all of those?
No. There was on the juice box of that game of mine.
Oh.
They're playing a bunch of oldies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, again, my brain is pretty fried because I don't know if I told you with where I'm at work right now, we're getting a whole bunch of new systems.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily making things harder, but it is. And then on top of that, there is a whole lot of crap going on in the world, and that's kind of like what we do is we monitor stuff. And so it's just like this whole week, just new stuff, and then everything on Earth is falling apart and blowing up. So, yeah.
There's a lot going on up here, too, like, mm-hmm. With especially our politics and all that, but mm-hmm. it's crazy stuff going. Well, we're getting ready to vote in October, November for a new prime minister, hopefully.
Nice.
As I said in the chat room last weekend, get that ding dong out of there. Change will be good, I hope.
Yeah, we always say that, and it's always, no one's ever always happy.
Like, happy, yeah.
Even for us, no one's happy. We had Obama, the right hated it. We have Trump now, the left hates it. I think more people hate it now than Obama, but but it is
true.
It
is. Yeah, every time I go down, I'm in Trumpville. That's what I call it, Trumpville. I think I know the state of New York so well now after that trip. Jeez.
Yeah.
Actually, last year we just got rid of our premier. That everybody's calling her Cruella de Vil. Yeah. I told my parents that, and they started laughing. It was hilarious. Well, she was kind of Cruella de Vil-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was annoying at times, too. Either spending money or putting up windmills. It's just, I wanted to move to the States, but it wouldn't be any better down there anyways.
No. Don't you guys, have universal health care, don't you?
Yeah, we have. Here in Ontario, we have, what is it called? Ontario Health Insurance Plan, I think it's.
Has it worked out good for you, or is it crap?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Okay.
pretty good. It's not as expensive as, you know, if I get, for example, when I was in the hospital, it wasn't as much as we thought because I was in there for like 3.5 weeks for double surgery within 2 days apart. So I was,
wow.
And I was stuck in there for 3.5 weeks recovering.
Jesus Christ.
In high school, my next high school year starting pretty soon as well. So I was, I think I missed about a month, 3 weeks to a month of no high school.
Really?
Before I was allowed to go back.
Jesus.
But I did homework right at home and all that. I was like, I don't know if the term is homeschool, but I did fine at home with the homework. I got it done and they give me more, and I went in the one day to, I signed into the office and the vice principal wanted to talk to us. I was like, geez, am I in trouble already? I didn't do anything. I'm not even in school at the moment. She wanted me to go for my diploma because I was not going, I was going to go for a certificate, not the full diploma. So she said, I can do the whole, get all my 40 credits and graduate and, you know, get my diploma. And I did.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Took me an extra semester, hell. It took me a whole semester to, one semester to get caught up. And then other than that, it was, I think it was 2006 I graduated. Mm. Oh, shit. all over my nice new. So,
in case you folks don't know, Chris has a hole in his lip.
Apparently. It's a clean shirt too now, and I'll throw this one in the wash. Jeez. I've been throwing laundry in the wash so much today. Either I'm spilling food on it or I'm just spilling drink. Or there's a hole in this glass. It's just a blue. I don't know what's going on. I should get a straw. That's there what I go. Usually do.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's over there, but I'll do that like after the podcast when we go over on Twitch, and I only do that because of my equipment around here, like the mixer, the microphone, to make sure it's I don't get it, don't get anything destroyed.
Yeah, I try to be careful too, but I kind of lucked out. This was a few months ago. I had a drink and I spilled it all over my keyboard.
Oh, jeez.
But it also got on my modem. And that sucked. I destroyed the modem. I didn't have internet for like 3 or 4 days because they had to send me a new one.
Oh, jeez.
So now I keep everything like way out of the reach of anything that can get wet.
Same here. My mixer's on the right side, and then keyboard's right in front. Then my microphone's on a boom.
Yep.
So that kind of keeps it away. But modem's on the left side there on the side tables.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
And then two screens in front of me with the two cameras.
Okay.
Which that camera was acting up earlier.
Uh-huh.
Because I went to check all my camera settings on this. It was on the other camera, which is aiming towards the other chair on this side. I'm like, what the hell? And I did microphone check, and all I hear is a high pitch of my voice. Like, oh, geez, not microphone issues again. I had microphone issues before I started recording, or during the recording. I had to keep stopping and go, stop and go. I had to edit everything out.
Oh, that sucks.
I almost had to pull up the other microphone, which is on that side. I have two, because I have this one and I have the handheld that's on the other boom.
Oh, okay.
So it's good to have backup.
Yeah. I just try to be extremely careful right now, because this is the only microphone I have. I have a USB microphone, but it's like really cheap and just crap. So technically, if I had to, I have a backup, but I think I'm going to invest a little bit more money soon into probably a handheld. And then
that's good.
I think once I do that, then I'll get like the missus involved and she can start coming on the podcast.
There you go. Yeah.
She can just kind of like sit over on the couch and not actually like have to worry about being on camera and blah, blah, blah. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll see.
Only reason I had the other microphone was because of a certain ex-co-host of mine. He was always on that side.
So you guys actually were in the same room.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you had like a legit like one-on-one podcast going.
Yeah, was. Yeah. It's on the wayside now because of kind of a argument that, or I got kind of mad at him, so
yeah,
it's whatever now. I kind of moved on at the moment.
Okay.
If he brings it up in the fall, then I can talk it out. But I haven't worked on it whatsoever. The notes are right here, but I haven't even touched it. I just threw my cup there, so and I got more time to play Sims and mess around with them.
There you go. Now, that was actually a question I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. I forget if you brought it up at all last time we talked, but Warface and playing games like that, you do it on Steam?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So technically, yeah, if you do start playing that game, then we can definitely play together. We're gonna have to get on together and then get on Discord together and friend request me and we can shoot things and kill things together.
Oh, definitely. Actually, after tomorrow, I'll shoot you the my username.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I think it's just like my Twitter handle. I think it is Crispy on the Web.
I was gonna say mine, I think, is capital R, capital B, but it's Rocky _ Bones.
Yeah.
So, pretty simple shit.
Simpler the better, that's for sure.
But yeah, I think that's another thing too. I think I'm gonna start doing more. More. Gaming on Twitch.
Yeah.
Maybe I could throw like a recording up on YouTube, but I think the YouTube is literally going to be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of how the way I got the name Punk Rock Cheeseburger was, because we literally talk and do everything from punk rock to cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna use the YouTube as a little bit of everything, and then obviously I'll do the audio on Anchor and Spotify.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then I'll do gaming on Twitch. And the after dark thing too.
Yes. Which kind of fluctuate. It could be a Friday, it could be a Saturday, whenever the guests are available, obviously.
Yeah. And that's the thing, a lot of times most of these, like the audios, like mm-hmm. this week, the audio didn't even get out until Wednesday, and that was just the audio.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I'm kind of on the fence with it, because it's good that I can have a 2-hour conversation with someone, but it sucks, as you know, to edit mm-hmm. 2 hours of stuff.
I think it took me about 2 hours to edit what I posted up tonight.
Yeah.
It's a long process after mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the post-production, they call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I think it went up about almost an hour.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually checking. Yeah, 58 minutes ago, I looked at my tweet deck. It tells me, because I have the hashtag, everything about all the TV, so I can look and I can see all the tweets I made out about the podcast.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was gonna say, what the heck are you doing? You got your like that.
I had to scratch my ear there. I mean,
I've done the earphones.
Yeah, I'm a DJ.
I've done the earphones like this one. I did that with my niece and nephew, and they started laughing. And they found that pretty funny. Here we go again, leaking.
If he's not pushing buttons, he's leaking liquid out of his mouth.
I haven't pressed a button yet. There's her hand check right here. They're just on my lap. So I got the level that perfect, so that's what matters to me.
Yeah. Oh,
stupid. Just the bloody cord that keeps bothering me every time.
I don't mind the cord.
Sometimes it just drives me nuts. Sometimes I get all tangled up in it in my chair, like, what the hell am I doing?
Stop twirling around in your chair.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Well, before I never had much room in this area alone because I didn't. I had that big thing behind me there, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd have to clean. I have to get rid of that board too. The presentation board when I was promoting Crispy and the Web back in the day. I went to events and all that, but I might keep it just in case I go to other events I want to promote, so it's good.
Okay. Now, you actually go or did go to events to promote?
Yeah, I go to the Ukrainian Polish Festival.
Okay.
In September, I go to the Royal Winter Fair. That's a big one. I get the media pass and everything.
Really? Actually,
I can show you the media pass.
So you actually kind of like set up like a table type thing?
No, I just kind of walk around, see what's going on.
Oh,
okay. In the Royal Winter Fair, you get the like agricultural, the animals, the horse show.
Okay.
The horse, there's the actual.
Little willy goat.
Yeah, exactly. And I got my notepads hooked up to it all, so.
Nice.
It's all handy and ready to go. I just grab it off the hook and good to go. Yeah, and then I do like two Santa Claus parades a year. I used to do the autism celebration. I think I mentioned that before one. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not doing that because of certain reasons. The turnout wasn't good.
Oh, okay.
It was a bad turnout last year, and I said, all right, that's enough. I'm going to move on.
Gotcha.
I mentioned it to them, too. I said, I'm not going to be back this year, and this is why. And they were appreciated about the honesty about that. So, mm-hmm. Who knows?
Now, when you go to the events, what do you actually do? You walk around and do you, like, interview people, or do you hand out, like, your information and say, check me out?
I kind of check out what's going on. I take like information down and I'll do a blog post.
Okay.
For my blog practically.
Okay.
So we do local events like the Maple Festival, Apple Festival, Food Truck Festival.
Okay.
And then also I'll do my food reviews as well. So
nice.
I've done a couple since I got back too. So
cool.
I did a South Street burger. It was an Aussie burger I had. It was so good. Had egg on it, bacon, cheese.
One of my favorite burgers. It was called the Brooklyn Burger, but it was pretty much that. It was breakfast on a burger.
Mm.
Breathe. Got all excited there.
A little too much. I didn't think beef and egg would go together, but it goes really well.
It's amazing.
I
make it at home even sometimes. Nice little fried egg on top of a burger. Hell yeah.
I'll have to do that. I should try that here one day.
Yeah, it's so good. And I literally just ate, so I'm not even hungry, and it still sounds freaking amazing.
It does. Actually, I'm going to do, when my parents are away this week coming up, I'm going to be doing chicken on a skewer.
Okay.
I'm going to be marinate them in chipotle, marinate it for overnight.
And what kind of sauce was this?
Chipotle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It came from the Calgary Stampede.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to put that on the barbecue. I'm going to have some, what do they call that? Macaroni salad. Nice and easy, at least.
Yeah.
And it'd be beans and wieners the other day. So it's simple. I'm going simple this year. Last year I overdid. I literally did sliders. Oh. They were really good, though. They turned out really good.
Nice.
Put a little bit of cheese on it.
Yes.
Pickle.
Yes.
Onion. The works, yeah.
Now, do you prefer like sauteed onions or like fresh onions on your burgers?
Oh, boy. yeah. I prefer fried onions because it's not as... sometimes the taste of the raw onion in my mouth for like a whole day. Like, I can't get rid of this shit.
It's
a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I'm actually the opposite. I like the raw onion, but
yeah,
like it's that crunch.
Exactly. Like going around saying it's fucking raw. It's fall. I can't wait for that. Hell's Kitchen. I think it's 19 seasons now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A long time.
Yeah.
It is. Feels forever. Right now I'm watching MasterChef and America's Got Talent. I'm still catching up on America's Got Talent. I'm still far behind.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like about 4 weeks behind.
Oh.
I might just take tomorrow off from Twitch and just watch it all afternoon.
Just binge it, yeah.
Yeah. I'll say, sorry. Something came up again. I know I canceled last week and I canceled on everybody. So I'm going to try to make it.
Yeah.
It's always the evenings that I can do that too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Let's say I enjoy the reality TV, but I don't get into it. I don't think as much as you do.
Yeah.
I'm a Netflix Hulu kind of person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw, I just finished Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm. Which, you just finished watching it the last season, I think you said.
Yeah, and again, I can't review it because I don't know who's still watching it. But yeah, that was a really good show in general.
Yeah,
I'm starting.
I just started watch. I watched an episode of Law and Order SV.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Different. Okay. I watched a couple of CSI, but then I kind of put it on the wayside.
Okay.
So. I might go back to it. I don't know when I get time. Yeah. Well, what time do I have, really?
You have nothing but time.
Well, I do now because I don't do the Power Ranger podcast no more.
But actually, I just got an email tonight. I don't know how many people have actually heard of the show or if you've even heard of it, but a new season of Dairy Girls on Netflix. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's basically, it follows a group of girls in Derry, Ireland.
Okay. And
it's definitely a comedy, but kind of like a dark comedy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I watched the first season sometime last year, and I was instantly hooked. It's a good show.
It doesn't take me long either to get hooked.
Yeah.
Instantly. I got into, what was it called? Last Man Standing with Tim Allen.
Okay. I tried getting into that. I couldn't do it. I don't know why.
I got sick of Roseanne all over before she opened her big yap, obviously. And then.
Yeah. That's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, she got fired. What's that?
Isn't that coming back again? Because they did like another season after she got fired, and I thought they were coming back with a third season.
That's a spinoff. The spinoff.
Oh, okay. But that's coming back, right? The Connors.
Season 2 pops up. Yep, yeah. It is ABC.
That should be starting.
It says here, ABC, that they have renewed. So, okay. I guess it's doing okay then on its own without Roseanne in there.
Yeah. Again, I've been watching it. Well, when it was on, I watched every episode, and that it's still good. Yeah. To me, they still have Darlene, who kind of gives the Roseanne humor still.
Was her name Sarah Gilbert? She was on The Talk.
Yes.
Yeah, she was on the TV show The Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, Julie Chen was on there, but she quit because of her husband and allegations with CBS. So much crap goes on. The television networks. Yeah. Well, I'm glad she's still doing Big Brother. You know, this tastes like Pepsi still.
Coke?
It's Coke now.
You tainted your Coke.
No, I can't finish the Pepsi, but it still tastes like Pepsi. But I got that now, so.
Okay.
I don't know what it. I guess it's because there was still a little bit left in the bottom or something. Mm. Yeah, I took like a bag of ice and I just took a hammer and just started smashing it. Opened the bag and I just put it in my cup.
I usually use a knife and I stab it.
Like in the movie Psych.
Yeah.
That scene. Yeah.
I open up my freezer and I just go, ree, ree, ree. And then I make a drink.
In the fourth movie, when they had that scene with the violin, uh-huh. I did not even know when it was going to happen. And I just jumped. It scared the crap out of me. It scared the living crap out of me.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting it, right? I was expecting it. So I'm like, jeez. Just cleaning my windsock off. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I hope that's not going to affect anything. At least it's easy to move on and off. Uh-huh. But it gets so dirty sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of here and we'll go over there. Again, listening to Rocky and Chris here on Punk Rock Cheeseburger. You can find Chris on chrisbontheweb.com. Any other places or is that it for now?
Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web.
What did I say? Did I say Crispy on the Web, right?
Yeah, but you said crispyontheweb.com, but my socials are Twitter, Instagram are Crispy on the Web.
Why do you gotta fuck with me, man? Stop pushing buttons.
Push your button. Oh, jeez.
All right, and you can find Punk Rock Cheeseburger on the Anchor app or anchor.fm/anchor.fm/punkrockcb. See, I don't even know my own shit. And you can also find us on Spotify. Search for us on Spotify, Punk Rock Cheeseburger. We're on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and every other thing you can think of. Also, like us. Give us some support. Give us money, people. We need it. I need a new brain.
Don't we all?
But thanks for listening. We will see you all next time.